And Muhammad's preachings were fairly straightforward. They reacted to the pagan cults, especially centered around the Kaaba, which was later rededicated as an Islamic center. Blood sacrifice, various other types of offensive rites that were associated with these ancient cults. And he called for a purification of belief, a return to the single God of Abraham, and the submission to God's will. That is Islam, submission. A Muslim is one who submits. Many Christian accounts call their opponents Mohammedans. That's really a misnomer and rather offensive to many Muslims. That implies they worship Mohammed, which no Muslim would ever claim. They worship God. In any case, Muhammad's teachings were not received very successfully in Mecca. He was driven out in 622. He fled to the city of Medina, which is to the north of Mecca and a commercial rival. And at Medina, Muhammad had been invited there, actually, by a group of merchants from Medina, he and his early followers. Muhammad continued to have revelations, and this is a very significant point. Some of these revelations were also connected with what Muslims would call the Sharif, that is the law, the tradition. And from the start, Muhammad's vision was not that of just a prophet, but also of a statesman. Forming a single community, an ummah, the Medinans and the Meccans who had followed Muhammad eventually prevailed in a series of desultory wars, and Mecca capitulated to the Prophet. And in 632, Mecca was brought in, the various Arabian tribes submitted to Muhammad and recognized him as God's Prophet. Now, many of these Muslim tribes probably still retain traditional religious practices. We're not sure what all of these submissions meant. But the significant fact is that for the first time in Arabian history, there was a community that transcended the typical boundaries of just blood and kin. From Muhammad's teaching, a series of successors, since Muhammad left no sons, known as the Rashidun or rightly guided caliphs, directed the expansion of the Islamic Empire. The expansion was nothing short of spectacular. Within about 2.5 to 3 generations, the first three caliphs of Muhammad, that is Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, conquered a world empire stretching from the Atlantic to the Indus. And in the fourth generation, governors of the Islamic Empire pushed into Spain, pushed into Central Asia, and conquered the Indus Valley, that is the former heartland of Hindu civilization. From the start, Islam was associated with jihad, that is religious war. It's in the traditions. There was a distinct division between Dar al-Islam, that is the house of the believers, the house of Islam, those who submitted to the will of God, and Dar al-Harib, that is the house or the abode of war, that is the land of the unbelievers, where it was justified to advance Islam at the expense of the unbelievers. That's an important point to stress. Furthermore, these early conquests confirmed, at least to the leadership in Medina and Mecca, that God did favor the Islamic faith. And by the 11th century, at the time of the Crusades, there was very little doubt that Islam as a world religion had impressive credentials to it. The military victories of the 7th and 8th century alone catapulted this religion to world preeminence. Now, what happened in the Islamic world is this succession crisis complicated the situation quite quickly. There were a series of elections for the first three caliphs, and in all of those elections, the prime candidate was a man named Ali, who was the cousin of Muhammad and whose father had actually reared Muhammad. Ali was also married to Muhammad's only child, his daughter Fatima. They had two sons, Hassan and Hussein. And furthermore, he was seen as the logical successor, at least by some. The problem was that Ali wasn't very popular with the original leadership of the Muslims. And after being passed over on two occasions, much to his resentment, in 657, there was a rebellion of the Arab army in Egypt, which marched on Medina, which was at that point the capital of the empire, and murdered the then reigning caliph, a fellow by the name of Uthman.